Wilmington, Delaware Mayor Mike Perzicki has issued an apology and is meeting with members of the Muslim community. This after a teacher and her elementary school-aged students of the Islamic faith were asked to leave a public pool. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports.
Members of a summer Arabic enrichment program say they were asked to leave a city pool last month because they were wearing cotton clothing and headscarves, despite being frequent visitors to the pool, and no visible signage about the garments being inappropriate. They say the pool manager even called the police on them. Naveed Bakir of the Delaware Council on Global and Muslim Affairs says he believes the pool manager used the so-called no-cotton policy as an excuse to discriminate against the group. He says incidents like these aren't uncommon.
A lot of times situations do not escalate to this level. People just walk away when they're faced with this type of comment. But it happened quite frequently. Personally, I have been asked to leave a pool long ago, you know, several years ago, because my family is affluent enough. We made a point that we are not going to use public facilities. We will just go to a private facility and we'll pay the private facility who do listen to our requests.
Over the weekend, Perzicki issued an apology, saying the city used poor judgment. Perzicki says going forward, there should be clear policies in place.
The sensible thing to do now is for us to enforce a very loosely worded policy of appropriate dress and be as permissive as we can about it and alter from that course only if we think there's a safety issue, and then put together sensible policies over the next year and promulgate them early so everybody knows what the rules are and nobody feels they're being discriminated against.
The mayor says he's arranging meetings with the Muslim community and the group asked to leave the pool to strengthen mutual understanding. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.